He picked up the files and began restacking them like he'd done it many times, so many times that I doubt his hands or mind were even aware of what they were doing. 17 years old and you let her go out partying here in the big city with a bunch of people who drop her off one night and just drive away like she's some garbage you leave on the side of the road. Who does that?
We didn't say anything. He looked over my shoulder toward the door.
Oh, hey, boss.
A dapper-looking individual with silver hair high and a tight and matching handlebar mustache stood behind us. He was wearing a black uniform that looked as if it might have been tailored. I stuck out my hand.
Hi, Tom.
He shook it.
The great Walt Longmire.
I prefer the term marginally capable.
Lola Long has you up here involved in this.
For now, I gestured toward the Cheyenne Nation. You know Henry Standing Bear? The bear stood and they shook.
No, I don't think we've met.
He turned back to me.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't offer you every cooperation.
Thank you.
I also wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't warn you that it's not the Wild West up here and that we don't need any kind of dramatic situations.
Dramatic?
Headline stuff. We'd just as soon avoid those kinds of complications.
You bet.
He studied me a moment more and then glanced at Henry. Nice to meet you.
I got one more glance before he turned and disappeared down the hallway.
Schultz handed me another piece of paper. Here's your prisoner visitation form for the mother.
He glanced at his wristwatch.
Your appointment is set for 2:30, so you better get moving.
I stood. Will do. We started toward the door as he called after me.
I hope you find her, Walt Longmire. At the least, be great and find the piece of shit who's been threatening her sister. I say that family's been through enough.
It was a long line of compartmentalized phone cubbies facing the plexiglass, with a young corrections officer leaning against the concrete wall beside the door. He was evidently bored and talkative.
Quiet for a Saturday. We usually get a lot of family members in here on the weekend.
It's more of a case.
What kind?
Threats against a native woman.
He stared at me. You're kidding, right?
Nope.
Wow.
The kid glanced at Henry.
You involved?
The bear did not look at him.
In what way?
Family?
We are all family.
They ushered Teresa One Moon in on the other side of the barrier and seated her in the chair across from us. I picked up the phone from the side and gestured to the one to her right as she stared at me with eyes as dead as yesterday's cod. She wore the ubiquitous orange jumpsuit and clogs. A handwritten tag on her uniform read, One Moon. Henry leaned into the light so she could see him. She paused for a moment and then picked up her phone.
Yes?
Miss One Moon?
Says on my shirt, so I must be her.
She studied me.
You must be a detective.
I tried not to smile, but it was tough. A sheriff.
How do you know?
I lifted the lapel of my jacket away, revealing my badge.
It says so on mine. She glanced at Henry. So, what do you want?
I want to stop the threats that your daughter Jaya is receiving. Her eyes came back to me, and for the first time they carried a little fire.
I wasn't talking to you.
The bear leaned in some more and spoke under his breath.
Oh, aye, aye, Monavata.
What do you know about it? Otomo eno de tisese.
Growling, he repeated the word,
oh, aye, aye.
She stared at him a long while, then her hand crept up to her neck, but she sent it to her hair, straightening it. Her eyes came back to me.
She's my last one, you know.
That's what I've heard. Her eyes softened the tiniest bit as she gazed at me.
You got any kids?
A daughter.
How old?
Old enough to have my granddaughter.
You look out for them?
When I can. She sat there, considering my response.
And how are you going to protect my last little bird?
By finding out who's threatening her.
So what do you want from me? Currently,
she glanced around and slumped in her chair with comic effect.
I am detained.
Were there any threats to Jeannie before she disappeared? Her eyes changed as she glanced at Henry.
They don't tell you about those little birds, you know.
What's that? Her eyes came back to me.
That is like a nest. Once one falls out, they all start falling.
She cleared her throat and then leaned in.
No, no one threatened Jeannie. That would be like shaking your fist at the sun.
I glanced down at the file in my hand.
Do you mind if I ask why you allowed her to go to Billings with that group?
Her eyes flared again, and she opened her mouth to speak. Her hand came up, but then slipped away like a falling leaf as she laughed, a choking sound.
What makes you think I knew?
You didn't?
No.
Do you know of anybody who might wish your daughter's harm?
A couple.
Would you like to tell me their names? Judith pointed to the folder in my hands.
That fire, Langini?
Yep.
You got the names of everybody who was in that van?
I placed it on the counter and looked at her, attempting to envision the woman she had been before alcohol, methamphetamine, and the most powerful poison of all, grief, had withered her to the husk I was looking at now. I believe it does.
You start with them, detective.
Sheriff.
Whatever.
She stood and hung up the phone, but she did so gently, as if there were more to say, but she'd used all the energy she had for now.